Do you ever feel weighed down by struggles? Padre Pio says there's one virtue that can practically compel God to come to our help. Stay tuned to hear his wisdom. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, a day we dedicate to exploring Padre Pio's letters, something a little different from the inspiring stories we usually share. Today I want to share a letter written by Padre Pio to one of his spiritual daughters, Anita Rodote, found in Letters Volume 3. In this letter, Padre Pio speaks about the power of humility as the ultimate means to bring God to our aid. His words are both profound and practical, offering guidance we can apply in our own lives. Padre Pio begins by encouraging his spiritual daughter, expressing his joy in her resignation to God's will. He wrote, "Most beloved daughter of Jesus, knowing that you are always resigned to the will of heaven fills my soul with superlative joy. Never fear the snares of Satan, because even though they may be harsh, they will never succeed in displacing a soul who keeps attached to the cross. Be vigilant and fortify yourself more and more with prayer and the beautiful virtue of humility. You will find that you will not be submerged in the stormy sea. May the little ship of your spirit have the strong anchor of trust in divine goodness, and keep before the eyes of your soul God's promise. Whoever confides in him will not be confused, and that he opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That we should watch and pray that we may not enter into temptation." I simply love this image of the stormy sea. It's something we can all relate to. Those moments when life seems chaotic and we're struggling to keep our heads above water. He is saying that humility and prayer are like anchors, keeping us steady even in the roughest storms. Then Padre Pio shares how humility and prayer don't just protect us, they actually move God to act on our behalf. So when you feel oppressed by temptation, the means to oblige God to come to your aid is through humility of spirit, contrition of heart, and confident prayer. It is impossible for God to be displeased with this demonstration, impossible for him not to come to our aid and give in. It is true that God's power triumphs over everything, but humble and suffering prayer triumphs over God himself. It lowers his arm, extinguishes his lightning, disarms him, overcomes him, appeases him, and makes him, I would almost say, a friend and dependent. So Padre Pio is saying that humble, heartfelt prayer is so powerful that it almost obliges God to respond. Imagine that. Our humility and contrition touch God's heart in such a way that he cannot resist coming to our aid. He then continues, "Let us glance at the divine master who prayed in the garden, and we will discover the true ladder which unites the earth to the heavens. We will discover that humility, contrition, and prayer make the distance between man and God disappear, and act in such a way that God descends to man and man ascends to God, so that they end up understanding, loving and possessing one another. I invite you in the most sweet Jesus to always practice this great secret which Jesus taught us through words and actions, always keeping in mind that in man's struggle with man, he fears his enemy, is injured, collapses underground, spills blood. There are winners and losers. Whereas, where the struggle of man with God is concerned, the contrary takes place. And then comes my favorite line. He who trembles before God, he who is oppressed under the weight of tribulation, weighed down at the sight of the deep wounds his sins have made in him, he who rubs his face in the dust, lowers himself, humbles himself, cries, shouts, sighs, and prays, is he who wins. It is he who triumphs. By constantly using these methods, you will always succeed in rendering yourself pleasing to God. You will envelop his justice in loving pity to the point of obtaining everything you wish from him: forgiveness of sins, the grace to overcome all your enemies, holiness, and eternal health. And with that, we conclude today's letter. Padre Pio's words remind us that humility is not a sign of weakness, but a powerful weapon in our spiritual journey. When we humble ourselves, trust in God, and pray with contrition, we not only draw closer to Him, we also bring His aid into our lives in miraculous ways. Thank you so much for watching. If you found spiritual value in today's video, please let us know in the comments section below. Also, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.